The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
But it's been an anxious day if you are in Leixlip and you are an employee of Intel, because Intel is to issue compulsory redundancies to almost 200 staff members at its Irish operations. We'll get reaction from Joe Lynham in just a minute. But News Talk's Jess Woodlock is down in Leixlip at the moment. What's the reaction been like, Jess?
Hi, Jonathan. So the news was only really filtering through to people when I arrived in Leixlip this afternoon. And those who hadn't heard were really quite shocked when I brought it up. People here have known that job cuts could be coming when Intel announced global cuts back in April. But there was really ongoing speculation since then about what was going to happen. And there was quite mixed reactions here in Leixlip earlier this evening.
That's atrocious. It's dreadful, 200 people losing their jobs. Like, what are they going to do?
He was hiring loads of people as well. I'm with Jones as well. Huge area for business. So, yeah, it's sad to hear that's doing cuts to the jobs, yeah.
Well, look, nobody likes to be made redundant. And as you know, Intel is not a unionised building. So we hope that Intel will look after these people very, very well.
It's something we're not used to here in this country, but it's standard with, if you work in America, large corporations, companies. That happens. So I suppose it's the nature of the job. But it makes a big contribution to the whole village and all the villages around, schools, community, effort, jobs. Brings a lot of money into this North Kildare, really, the whole North Kildare. Yep.
So, Jess, what have people been saying about the fact that these cuts could be on a mandatory basis? Because normally when you have redundancies of scale, they'll be done sometimes on a voluntary basis, but those who are being made redundant won't have a choice.
Yeah, that's the big concern for people here this evening, Jonathan. We heard from a man there in that clip. He said, you know, this isn't commonplace for Ireland. And as you mentioned there, normally these big cuts are on a voluntary basis. The likes of RTE, PTSB had big redundancies last year. So that is a big concern for people here this evening. On the other side of that then, as I'm sure Joe will mention the scale of Intel's branch in Ireland, but some people actually thought the cuts were going to be even more severe because there is nearly 5,000 people employed here in the community. So there's very, very mixed reactions, concern for those affected. But on the other side, as I mentioned there, people actually have been speculating and some thought it could have been even worse.
This is a collective redundancy, so they would have had to have made the minister's office known about this. There are calls for the Enterprise Minister, Peter Burke, to provide some clarity.
That's right. We have yet to hear from Enterprise Minister Peter Burke. And as I mentioned there, Intel had informed the government of plans to cut its global workforce back in April. And this is sort of the next step in that. So they've formally told, obviously, the Enterprise Minister about these cuts. I spoke with a local Fianna Fáil councillor here earlier this evening, Bernard Caldwell. He said that Peter Burke should actually take a visit here to Leixlip and directly meet with those impacted by these job cuts. Now, I'm not sure how likely that is, if a visit from the Enterprise Minister to these people is actually on the cards. But I think people here are really waiting for some sort of government statement or announcement on this issue, which no doubt I'm sure we will get in the coming days, if not hours. But in terms of operations here this evening, Jonathan, in the branch here in Leixlip, it's really business as usual at Intel. They have a huge base here in Collinswood Industrial Park. There's staff heading home for the day, and no doubt they're all concerned and all awaiting sort of further clarity on this issue.
Jess Woodlock, News Talk's reporter in Leixlip. Thanks for that. Joe Lynham is News Talk's business editor and presenter of Breakfast Business. Joe, last week we had Primark letting go 100 people from Penny's head office in Dublin. 200 jobs gone at Intel. There's a resonance here that I don't like.
Well, before we start assuming that there will be 200 jobs, we need to be clear. I've done a bit of a phone around in the last hour or so. No employees have been notified of anything. What has happened is the company let the government know that there would be some redundancies as part of their global restructuring. And that letter was leaked. No one has been notified. We don't know whether it'll be 194 jobs or more or less. But there will be a consultation process and it'll take at least 60 days before we find the exact number of jobs. And those posts will be closed then in early September. But just to put some context into things, Intel is one of the most important employers in the Irish economy. You could say that the decision taken in 1989 to get behind Intel and give them a lot of financial support and other support changed the direction of the Irish economy entirely by creating an ecosystem and a structure and an environment which fostered investment in technology. And over the past, whatever number it is, 36 years, some 30 billion euros has been invested by Intel in Ireland. So you can't say that Intel haven't at least put down serious roots in the Irish economy. But you could also say, Jonathan, that they missed the boat when it came to investment in AI chips and the chips that are specifically needed for AI.
That was my point, Joe, is that this is not a reflection on Ireland. It's a reflection on what's happening at Intel, because the tiny little fraction of jobs that are being lost here compared to what they've had to do across the global market is worth noting.
Yes, it is. The Bloomberg report in April suggested that 20% across the board would have to be cut. If that were the case in Ireland, that means 1,000 jobs directly employed by Intel would have to go. There is a further 20,000 full-time jobs, they're called full-time equivalent jobs. These are people that don't work directly for Intel. They don't get a paycheck from Intel, but they work for other companies on site in Leixlip, and that could be Applied Materials or ASML in the lithography business. So it is very, very important, but it is also important to stress the context. It doesn't look as if there's going to be anything like 20% job cuts across the board in Intel. Some people will lose their jobs, and that will be part of a consultation process, and they will get the redundancy payment. But it's certainly not the cataclysmic job cuts that some had been talking about.
OK, Joe Lynham, News Talk's business editor, back on air tomorrow morning with Breakfast Business from 6:30 here on News Talk. Thanks very much for that, Joe. Listener says, I've worked at Intel for 21 years. Every redundancy is oversubscribed. Looked for 15% last September, over 40% applied. That's why they're mandatory this time, because there'd be thousands applying for it. I'd leave in the morning if I could get accepted for any of the redundancies, not leaving without the payout. A little bit of an insight into what's happening down there.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.